Today is Saturday, the 20th of June, 2026. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our Minute with the Masters from Isaiah 43, verse number 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What would change about your behavior if you lived today as though God truly has all power? Would you worry less and focus more on obeying Him? Would you pray more before reacting? Would you speak the truth in love? Or would you treat people with more patience? Too often, we acknowledge God's power with our lips, but carry our burdens as if everything depends on us. Today's scripture reminds us that the God we serve specializes in impossibilities. He makes streams flow in deserts where there is no visible source. He gives victory over giants through shepherd boys. God cuts pathways through seas, mountains, and obstacles that seem insurmountable. When you face a difficult conversation today, remember that God can create a road where you see no way forward. When financial pressures seem overwhelming, remember that He still provides stream in dry places. When fear, discouragement, or uncertainty stand before you like Goliath, recall that the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to the Lord. The same God who parted the Red Sea can cut a path through the challenges that are standing in your way today. Living as if God has all power does not mean ignoring the reality of the situation. It means viewing reality through the lens of His power. It means praying boldly, trusting Him deeply, and refusing to let your circumstances have the final word. God's power is not limited by your resources. His power is not limited by your strength or your understanding. So today, walk with confidence. The God who makes rivers in deserts, slays giants, and carves paths through impossibilities is already at work on your behalf. So carry this phrase with you today. My God is making a way where I cannot see one. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Gervas Johnson. We pray for him to be released from prison. He did armed robbery. No one was killed, but he got life because of the three strike rule. The family thanked God and wanted to thank you and the ministry for your prayers. Gervas was released yesterday morning after 26 years in prison. Please pray that he stays on the right path. Richard, Caprice's cousin. He is in the hospital with internal bleeding. He has lost a lot of blood, and this is the second time this has happened to him. We pray for the root cause to be discovered, for the correct treatment and complete healing. Family unrest. We lift families to be protected from the influence of the enemy and for them to be unified and on one accord. Caprice, we pray for God's guidance in decision making for her business. Unmarried women desiring to end a relationship. We ask God to grant wisdom on how to end an unhealthy relationship safely and how to rise above their current condition. We ask the Lord to have mercy upon us as we approach the hurricane season. We pray for the upcoming storms to pass over us, and we ask the Lord to cover us, our property, and our lives, and safeguard us from damage and harm. Children at the center of custody battles. We appeal to God to protect children from hurt, harm, and danger, and for parents to work in harmony. Everyone on the call, we pray for the Lord to cover you with His grace, to move in those areas where you need to see His hand, and to perform a miracle where man's influence has run out. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you and Brother Wallace. Be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Good morning, Father. Father, we come this morning to first of all acknowledge you as the only true and living God. We acknowledge you as our Father, as our Redeemer, as our Protector, as our Savior, and as the one who sent his Son to Calvary so that we might have a relationship with you. We thank you, God, for always keeping the communication lines open. We ask you to forgive us because so many times we do not take advantage of the fact that we can talk to you at any time about anything. We ask you to forgive us, God, for the times that we disobeyed you when you told us to go right and we went left, when you told us to stand still and we kept moving forward, when you told us, God, to move forward and we took a few steps back. Please forgive us. We thank you, God, for your forgiving mercy. We thank you, God, for allowing us to get a new chance, a new slate, a new opportunity every single morning, simply because you are a loving God, a kind God, a God who continues to provide for us, God, as if we are perfect children. We thank you, Father, for food, clothes, and shelter. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for the jobs that we go to, God. We thank you for the retirement checks that we get. We thank you, God, for the Social Security that we've earned. And we thank you even for the disability, for those, God, who cannot provide for themselves. We ask you now to go before us. We ask you to go before our loved ones. We thank you, God, for giving them time, in particular those who are living outside of your will. We thank you for doing a perfect work in them. We ask you now to help us to get out of your way as you perform some uncomfortable things in their lives in an effort to get them back on the right track. We thank you, God, for knowing everything there is to know about us. We thank you, God, for providing for us before we realize we have a need. And we thank you for protecting us before we realize we are in danger. We turn our attention now to Gervasi, that man, God, who spent a better part of his life in prison. We thank you for putting things in place and people in place, God, to give him another chance. And we ask now that you allow him not to blow it, but surround him with people who he will listen to, godly people who can lead him in the right way.
We pray, God, that you will help him to walk the right path. And we thank you, God, for his loved ones, all of those who have been praying and had people praying for this very moment. And we know that you do not deliver people so that they might go back, but you deliver them, God, to show them what you can do with their lives. And we're so grateful for that. We pray for all of the Gervasis out there who are still in prison, asking God that if they have a heart to do the right thing, that you will release them as well. We pray for Caprice's cousin Richard this morning and all of those who are hospitalized, asking God that if the doctors cannot come up with a diagnosis, that you will tap into their intellect, God, early in the morning, so that they might know exactly what the situation is and how to treat it. We pray for those who have names placed on their sicknesses, asking God that you will go before them and make them well so that they, God, might get on with the business that you have for them. For everyone under the sound of my voice who is not feeling their best, I pray, God, that you will relieve pain in knees and backs and elbows and shoulders and wherever pain might be dwelling today, that you will breathe your Holy Spirit of healing upon them and make them whole. We pray for all of those who are struggling with family unrest this morning. Father, I pray that you will protect families and individuals from the influence of the enemy and get them on one accord so that they might walk in unity to show those around them how families are to live and how they are to act. We pray for Caprice and all of those who are or have a business this morning, asking that you will guide their every step, asking God that you will make contracts available, asking God that you will give them the desires of their hearts and help their dream to become a reality as they try not to depend on other employers, but as they try to make a go for it on their own. We know that you will be in the midst of all of that. We pray for our unmarried women this morning, those, God, who with unhealthy soul ties, those in abusive relationships, those with dead-end arrangements, Father, we ask that you will show them a more excellent way. Grant them the wisdom on what they need to do, how they need to do it, and when they need to move. And we thank you in advance for that. We ask you, God, to protect us from storms as we get into this hurricane season. We pray for storms to pass over us and all of your children, and not only over us, but pass over our property and over all of those things about us, and keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. For children at the center of custody battles and for children everywhere, I pray that you give them security in their homes. I pray, God, that those around them will show them love and stability. And I pray, God, for parents and for adults to be civil one toward another. For everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, Father, I thank you for covering us with your grace. I thank you, God, for moving in those areas that are dead. I thank you this morning for reminding us that the battle is not over until you say it's over. And I thank you, God, for reminding us that situations that are negative do not last for a lifetime, but they come for a season, and when they have served their purpose, they move on, and you leave us as better people than we were before. Go before each of us. Help us, God, to speak a word of salvation to those who are not saved, and make arrangements, God, for us to speak a word of encouragement for those who have lost their way. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, God's faithfulness resounds through generations. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. God's faithfulness resounds.